There's something special about waiting on the Lord. That's not like anything else. It's not like waiting for the bus. It's not like waiting for a ride. It's not like just sitting around and waiting for someone to simply show up. But there's something about waiting on the Lord that is much different than anything else. Because in this waiting place, there's a level of eagerness, of anticipation, prepared to see God move in a phenomenal way. There's something different about waiting on the Lord. Isaiah 40 and 31 says, "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Do you understand that? Can you imagine a man who is simply waiting for a bus, and he's sitting and he's waiting and he's saying, well, I have to be a certain place at a certain time, and I'm waiting on this bus. I'm waiting and I'm tired and I'm frustrated, and why is this thing not here? Why is this bus not here? Why am I not there yet? And there's a level of frustration that comes up. He begins to become a little bit weary. He begins to get a little frustrated. He begins to get a bit tired, and he even tends to faint a bit because he cannot wait any longer, and he feels all of this pressure to get to a particular place at a certain time. But the bus seems to be delaying him from where he needs to go. But there's something special about waiting on the Lord, because the timing of the Lord is perfect. Thus, when I come forth, I don't come with this anxiety, with this fear, with this frustration. Yet when I come forth to wait on the Lord, something in me begins to rise up in a new and a divine way. I begin to feel like an eagle that is going through the clouds and waiting for its master to bring forth direction. I begin to feel as the one who is running, not simply running a race, but running and seeking who the Lord God Almighty is bringing forth in my path in this moment. And I don't grow weary, and I don't grow overwhelmed, because I know in this journey and this walk and this run that I'm taking, I know that it's leading me into the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And no matter where I'm going, no matter what situation surrounds me, and even if I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I don't fear any evil, and I don't get frustrated, and I don't get irritated, but I wait on the Lord. There's something about waiting on the Lord God Almighty. When I come forth and I walk in this place, I don't feel the desire, I don't feel the feeling in my heart and my soul to grow weary or to faint and say, well, there's no hope, my God is not coming. But I serve the author and the finisher of my faith. Thus, if I have started and I come forth, and I know that my Lord God Almighty is writing my life in the palm of his hands, I know that he is the one who is finishing this walk, who is finishing this faith, who is finishing this race for me. Thus, I cannot grow weary. I cannot faint. I cannot get all beaten down and shaken, because my God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should change his mind. Thus, I wait on the Lord, and I know that he will show up on my behalf. The word of God says that many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. Thus, when I come forth and I move according to the will of God in my life, and I seek him, and I seek him with all of my heart, I know when the enemy comes to steal and to kill and to destroy my life, I know that Christ has come to give me life and life in abundance. I know that he is my hope and my strength, my joy and my light. He is the light in the darkest hour. He is the way that is being made forth in my life when it seems as if the mountain is standing before me. I serve a God who rewards me in my waiting. Hallelujah, God. I don't grow weary and I don't faint and I don't struggle, but I know that in my waiting, the presence of the Lord God Almighty provides me with a level of comfort from the Comforter himself, the Holy Spirit of God, the same Spirit that rose Jesus from the dead. It's the same Spirit that's pulling you out of this situation, the same Spirit that rose Jesus from the dead. It's the same Spirit that is guarding your heart and your mind, the same Spirit that rose Jesus from the dead. It's the one that is quickening your mortal body. And I say, my body, you must be subject to the Spirit of God, and I shall not grow weary. I command my soul to bless the name of the Lord God in my waiting, in my pace, in my place, in every aspect, in every avenue of my life. I command myself, I command my body to wait on the Lord. I command my soul to wait on the Lord. I command my heart to wait on the Lord. I do not go weary and I cannot go anxious, but I stand according to the will of God upon my life. Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. So thus in my weakest hour, his strength is made perfect, and my strength is being renewed as I wait on the Spirit of the living God, as I rest under his shadow, as I wait in his presence, as I worship him in spirit and in truth, as I give myself as a living sacrifice unto God. I wait on the Lord, and I cannot grow weary. I cannot fall astray. I cannot be shaken. I cannot be deterred, for I'm a tree that is planted by the river. I do not grow weary. I do not wither. I do not fade away. But thus in the name of Jesus, my leaves are flourishing in every season, in every way. In the name of Jesus Christ, though the drought may come, the Spirit of the living God provides the living water upon my life. Even though the world may come and try to shake around me, I shall wait on the Lord. I will not run. I will not run away from the ways of God, but in the name of Jesus, I shall stand according to the will of God. Hey, my God, I shall wait on the Lord. I shall wait on the Lord. Hey, Jesus. I think about the apostles. I think about Jesus once he rose from the dead. Oh my God. I think about my Lord and Savior once he rose from the dead and he ministered unto the people for 30 days and he told the disciples to go into Jerusalem and wait on the promise of, oh Jesus, he said, wait on the promise of God, wait on the promise of the Father, the Holy Spirit of God. And he said, do not depart until you have received the promise. Oh my God. He said, wait for the promise of the Father, the promise of the Holy Spirit of God. He commanded them to do nothing until they have received this promise. Imagine what would have happened had they not waited. Oh my God. What if they had just went on trying to fulfill the commission without the promise? What if they went ahead and they went on to preach the gospel unto the lost and did not wait for the Spirit of God? Oh my God. I bet they would have gotten weary. Oh Jesus. I bet they would have fainted. I bet they would have lost hope. Oh my God. I bet when they began to get beaten and persecuted for the sake of the gospel, that they would have lost their hope in the name of Jesus Christ. They would have questioned God. Yet if they had not waited for the Spirit of the Lord God Almighty, if they had not waited on the promises of God, where would the gospel be on today? Yet they heard the word of the Lord, and yet they tarried for 10 days in the upper room until the Spirit of God and to the promises of God came upon their life. What if God is calling you to wait on him? What if he's telling you to tarry in the Spirit? What if he's telling you to sit in his presence? What if he's telling you to wait on him? Wait on him, and you can't move forward. You find yourself stagnant in your life. You find yourself not moving any place, any way, any form, or any fashion. And you're trying to figure out, my God, what is going on? When I try to take two steps, I find myself feeling weary. I find myself fainting. I find myself falling away. The Lord God Almighty said, you never waited on me. You never waited on my Spirit. You never waited on my presence. You never waited on me to walk you through the things that which that I have called you to. How can you walk in the promise without the promise giver? Hallelujah, God. When are you gonna wait on your God? When are now you're going to wait on your God. He's here to renew your strength. He's here to renew your strength. He's here to provide a presence for you. He's here to give you something that you cannot get on your own. When will you wait on the Lord? And not just wait in idleness. Not just wait in confusion. Not just wait in lostness and fear. And wondering if my God is present. My God is calling you to wait in his presence. Oh my God. My God is waiting for you to wait in his presence. Wait for his direction. Wait for his word. Wait for his spirit. Wait for his truth. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Where would the apostles be? What would have happened to them? I bet they would have questioned God that night in the prison instead of trusting God and offering up a prayer to the Father that broke open the prison gates. What if they didn't wait on the Spirit of God? What if they didn't? They would have rot and died in hell. They would have rot and died in the prison. I bet they would have questioned their faith when they laid hands on the sick and they didn't see them recover. I bet they would have packed up their things and went home when they began to face persecution. I bet if they didn't wait for the promise of the Father, they would have gone back to catching fish, collecting taxes, and tending sheep. How many of you have went back? How many of you have heard, have seen the visions of God, have received the prophecies from God, have received the understanding of your future and the calling and the purpose upon your life, yet you refused to wait on God and you took a couple steps towards that purpose and you found yourself going back into the shadows because you never waited on God. Hey, Jesus, you never waited on him. You never waited on him. You didn't wait on him like the disciples waited for the Spirit of God in the upper room. You waited on him like a man who was sitting at a bus stop waiting for a bus to get here so that he can get to his destination at a particular time because he was frustrated and overwhelmed because he found this clock was ticking and ticking and he needed to get to a place at a certain time because the world was watching and people were expecting him to show out and be a certain way in a certain time in a certain fashion. Yet the Lord said he is not the respecter of men, but yet he comes forth and he perfects the work that he desires to be placed in you according to his purposes, according to his timing, according to his ways and his ways alone. He who began the work shall see it unto completion until the day of Christ Jesus. If he began the work, if you trusted his word to speak it unto you, to speak the purposes of God to you, if you believed in his word, if you believed the vision that was spoken, if you believed the vision that was made plain before your eyes, if you believed the prophecy that was spoken to you, if you believed the word of God that you are reading every day and every night, if you believe in this word, why desire to move on without him? Why desire to move on in the things of ministry without knowing him? Why desire to move on into your purpose without seeking the one who gave the purpose? Why fix your eyes on the promise instead of the promise giver? Because the promise can lead you astray. But the author, hey Jesus, the author will direct you in his perfect will. Thus I say, my God, lead us. Help us to wait on you. Because if we take this journey without you, God, we may never make it. We need the Holy Spirit of God. Teach us your truth. Teach us your ways. Teach us your presence. That we may wait on the promise of the Father. And all All you have to do is position yourself to receive Him. To receive Him. Understand that. Place yourself into position, not to receive it, but to receive Him. Receive Him. Today we need the promise of the Holy Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit of the Bible. I need to wait on the promise of the Father. You need to wait on the promise of the Father. In His presence. In His truth. In His word. In His glory. Let it be unto you. The glory and the power of the Lord God Almighty. Let it be unto you. The glory and the power of the Almighty. Redeem us, O Lord. May your spirit truly overwhelm our lives and our mind. But you must wait on the Lord.